Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the second Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2022. As church and business organizations join their members and customers in planning for the new year, all of us should remember to be open to inspiration in any form. Yet humanity can often hobble itself by letting perfect become the enemy of the good they wish to achieve. That old proverb has a more modern equivalent in faulty business management, but we've always done it that way. As we enter a new year, both philosophies should form the basis of a resolution, to be guided by the Holy Spirit instead of humanity's time-bound rituals. Being guided by our history rather than spirit can cause us to ignore the fact that God often answers our prayers via non-conventional means. That's how Jesus came into the world, after all. Being born in the little town of Bethlehem and raised in Nazareth, of which one of Jesus' first disciples once asked, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" But as the prophet Isaiah implies in Sunday's first reading from Isaiah chapter 62, verses 1 to 5, the low expectations of the world's powers would soon be raised by this region's vindication, a word defined as justification. Jesus was God's answer to that prayer of the lowly. Quote, "For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet, until her vindication shines forth like the dawn, and her victory like a burning torch. Nations shall behold your vindication, and all the kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, pronounced by the mouth of the Lord. You shall be called My Delight, and your land espoused." Unquote. That's why being guided by spirit rather than history is good business, whether in business or in the life of the faithful. As Paul reminds the Corinthians from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 11, God's Spirit manifests itself in us in many ways, and the most humble among us, like the town of Nazareth, can be a powerful answer to prayer. Quote, "There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit." Unquote. Even Jesus, before he embarked on his public life of miracles, might not have seen how a little domestic problem at a wedding feast could turn into his Father's way of making a powerful statement about problem-solving. That lesson came to Jesus and to us through his mother's faith in the Annunciation that began humanity's salvation and vindication. And this is from John chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. Quote, "When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, 'They have no wine.' And Jesus said to her, 'Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come.' His mother said to the servers, 'Do whatever he tells you.'" Unquote. Wise advice when it comes to the Holy Spirit, sent to be not only our soul's vindicator, but our counselor. Be open to it, whatever form it takes. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.